Back here on a Monday morning, it's hard to believe, but October is going to be here by Wednesday. And one of the things that October represents is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Being joined by Jody Kearns and Jen White with the Regional Medical Center to talk a little bit about the month, what that means, and maybe inspire you to get a mammogram. First and foremost, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us, Eric. We're really happy to be here.
So, October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what does that mean for you, for RMC?
Well, first of all, it means we're in for a busy month.
Yeah.
But we're happy about that. We're excited about that because that means women are coming in, they're getting those mammograms, they're taking care of themselves. We know statistically 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer sometime in their life. And we also know that early detection is the key to survival. So getting those women in there for those mammograms, it's really important to us. We're passionate about that. We want to be a part of that journey, taking care of them.
Yeah, I might throw a curveball right away here, but we just got done with a session, I want to say last Monday or the Monday before, where they were doing the 99 counties and they were doing the cancer rates in all of the counties. Did you feel like it was surprising when people said, we have that many cancer rates here in Delaware County?
I think it's pretty high. It was shocking to me. It's very surprising hearing that and knowing I have family members that are currently going through cancer, and now we're part of that statistic.
Yeah. So with that in mind, prevention is the quickest way to stop this, and prevention means detection. And, okay, so in breast cancer, when is a good time to start getting mammograms?
So it is recommended for women to start getting mammograms at the age of 40 annually, unless your primary care provider suggests that you start getting sooner based on family history. If you do have questions, it's very important to ask your family care provider about when you should start.
And in addition to the mammograms, let's be honest, for those younger than 40, breast cancer can still occur. I have a niece that just fought it off after 2.5 years. I'm so proud of her. But it was the self-examination that led her to ask the questions to get in there. And that is another one of these variables that we really have to stress. How soon are women encouraged to go through the self-examination portion?
All women should be taught that at the age of puberty, really. I have 5 daughters. We start teaching women and young girls at a young age that self-breast examination is just a really important part of it all. Because you're correct, Eric, those women under 40, sometimes their breast cancers can be the most aggressive, but they often aren't caught unless they're caught by the patient themselves. So self-breast examination, we can't stress enough how important that is. We don't want to become lax in thinking that a mammogram is our only way to detect breast cancer.
But it is, in the medical world, one of the best detections of overall. You
Absolutely.
Feel a lump, it could be any number of things, but a mammogram will certainly help to give you a clearer picture.
Absolutely. We have several tools. You know, we have mammography, we have ultrasound, we have MRI, and there's even another test they do now called an ABUS test, which is a whole breast ultrasound. There's a lot of tools in the toolbox that can be used to help detect breast cancer. So we want to, you know, do what we're doing right now, which is making women aware of all of those things and taking care of themselves in the best way possible.
And I know one of the biggest arguments or one of the biggest hurdles for women is, oh, it's uncomfortable. I have to expose myself on there. They squish it. Depending on breast size, you know, some of the larger cup size women, they say, oh, it feels fair. And then the smaller cup, it's worth the discomfort in my mind to knowing whether or not you need to fight the battle.
Oh, definitely. If you can prevent sooner by getting a mammogram and figuring out if you do have breast cancer or not, it definitely deters things that could be happening further that would be way more uncomfortable.
Now, I know the other thing that the pushback is always, well, I don't have time. I don't have time. Okay, that's where you guys have stepped in with the Twilight mammograms. Let's talk about that. When is this set to happen? What is the day?
So on October 14th, we are doing what is called Twilight Mammograms. We are offering times later in the day for women that work regular hours, can't get in, have other things going on in their life. So we are going to be doing those until 6:30 on, like I said, October 14th. It's a great opportunity, like I said, for women who are unable to get to the hospital to get mammograms during the regular hours. These times do fill up fast, so please call our department to get them scheduled. You can call our phone number at 563-927-7338, and you can also find all the details for this event on our website under the events tab.
Now, you can call radiology directly. You don't have to call your physician and schedule appointment. They just call right to you on there.
Yep. You can call your provider to make sure that we do have an order, but to get them scheduled, yes, you give our department a call.
You know, this has been an ongoing battle for years and years, and in this area, we have loyal young ladies that are helping to fight the battle, too. I'm thinking about the volleyball teams that are just stepping up each and every year. It doesn't that just make you proud?
Oh, incredible. These young women, to me, they're the MVPs. We're just so proud of the relationship we have at RMC with our local volleyball teams, including EDCO, Starmont, and West Delaware. These young girls do a tremendous job out on the court, but off of the court, they're doing tremendous things, too. They host pink nights, and at these pink nights, they have raffle items for sale. I can speak for EDCO. I know they also do a free will donation supper. The girls make cakes that they sell. Each team does their own little thing. But for those that don't know the history behind it all, this began many years ago with EDCO. They began a pink night, and they were trying to determine what to do with those breast cancer funds that they had raised. And they wanted to support women locally in our communities. So we formed a relationship with them where they donated the funds, and now Starmont and West Delaware have followed suit as well. And we take those funds in our department. We use those to put together pink support bags. These bags include lots of items to support women in their breast cancer journey during those first few months when there's a lot going on. I think one of the neatest comments we get back and feedback we get back from our patients is the comment that, wow, they're so touched by the fact that these young women that don't even know them cared mm-hmm. enough to support them in this journey. And that's just really, really special to have that kind of support in our community.
And as parents, as community members, let's step back for a moment. You know how many thousands and thousands of dollars that these girls have managed to raise? That in itself is heroic and should be absolutely commended.
Well, Eric, we actually hit a huge milestone this year. As I said, EDCO has been doing this for several years, much longer than the other teams, and they hit a big milestone this year. Their donations to our radiology department, RMC, have topped over $100,000. As a matter of fact, it's over $117,000 that they've donated to our department that has gone directly back into our community to support women fighting this journey. Mm-hmm. I get emotional even talking about it. It just, ugh.
And for good reason. For good reason. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely impressive on there. Well, schedule your appointment. Twilight Mammograms, call the radiology department. We've already had one pink event night with West Delaware this past week, but we're going to have some more with all the school districts that are out there. So make sure that you're showing your support there. What else would you want to share today?
You know, we just really want to encourage all women to take time for themselves this month. Just take a little time for yourself. And as you're doing that, if maybe you've been afraid to get a mammogram in the past, maybe, as you said, you just haven't taken the time to do it. Now's the time to start. It's never too late to start doing that. And also, we want to encourage everybody in our communities to get out and support those girls on the volleyball court. Support them out there in the court. And if you can get there during a pink night and support their efforts there as well, that's just all the better.
Indeed. And we're glad to show our support as well. October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get your mammogram scheduled today. We proudly shine the spotlight on it, a part of our guest of the day here on KMCH.